We are learning Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new Mesechta, Mesechtas Chulin, which in the Rishonim they call it Mesechtas Shchitas Chulin, because Kishmoy Kein Hu. It's the Mesechta is about the Shchita of Chulin. Until now, Mesechtas Zvachim was also a Lashon of Shchita. Some Rishonim call that Shchitas Kachim. That taught us about the Shchita of Kachim and the other Avodas. This Mesechta is about the Shechita of Chulin and the other halachas of Chulin of Macholas Asuras. Most of the halachas of Macholas Asuras are all Mesechtas Chulin. For example, Basav HaChalav, Taruvois, the different type of Simoni Behema that are kosher or not kosher, are all in this Mesechta, Mesechtas Chulin. We have Tumah, the Taira of Oichlim in this Mesechta. We have Treifus, the Sugis of Treifus, all different in Yonim of eating the chulim, which means non-kachim, the chulim that we eat. We have to start with a shechita, and the first two parakim discuss the halachas of shechita, and shechita is a very exact science. You have to do a shechita on the neck, at the front of the neck, and there's certain halachas. There's five psulei shechita, which we'll learn as we learn through the Masechta. There's the shia, the chalada, v'chulu, different hagrama, different type of psulim when it comes to shechita, and therefore a person has to be a baki in the halakhus of shechita in order to do shechita. Like we'll see, if the Gemara says the right people who take on shechita are mumchim v'shechita. We'll see that in the Gemara as well. But that is the first part of the Masechta, talks about shechitas chulim, which is shechting chulim, because in order to eat eiver menachai, in order to eat a behema, while it's alive, it's eiver menachai. If it dies, it's an avela. The way to make it kosher and not eiver menachai, and it's not an avela, is to do a kosher shechita, and that's how we are allowed to eat the meat that we eat. Zok the Mishnah. Hakol shechtim. Everyone kashecht. Vishchitasim ksheira. And their shechita is kosher. And the Gemara will have to explain who are being marba and what is the lashon. Hakol shechtim vishchitasim ksheira. Like Rashi points out that the Gemara in the beginning of Mesechtas Erechin, it's a few blat there, goes through all the time in Chas, it says hakol. And what are being marba? So Rashi just gives us a little sneak preview of what are being marba. He says either we're being marba that a tamei could shecht chulin, or being marba a kusi or a mumar, which we'll see on the Gemara Daf Gimel. So hakol shechtim, everyone's allowed to do shechita vishchitasim ksheira, and shechita is kosher. Chut v'cheirish shechita v'katan. They are not allowed to do shechita, and by them it's not even kosher v'di'evet. Shema yikalkulu v'shechitasim. Maybe they'll mess up the shechita, and therefore if they shecht, it's not even kosher. V'kulon sheshechtu v'achim ro'inayson. But everyone who shechts, and someone else watches them, who knows what he's doing, and that person watches, v'achim ro'inayson, shechitasim ksheira. The shechita is ksheira. Which we'll see, it's going back on cheresh shechita v'katan as well, but other things also. So if someone else is watching them, then it'll be a kosher shechita. Now, in the Gemara and this Mishnah, we'll not discuss what about an isha? Could a lady do shechita? So the Tav Tosfos starts off and says, "Kasuv v'hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the noshim lo yishchatu mreisha daitam kalas." They can't do shechita because daitam kalas. Daitam kalas is what that means. What does it do with shechita? So either is one of the pshatim are because since they're very light, so they're going to see blood and they get like a very gishrokin, they get very scared, and they're not going to complete the shechita well. And therefore, noshim should not do shechita. But lemaisa, Tosis brings a raya from a lot of places that a noshim could do shechita. So the shverket is, why didn't the Mishnah say that's what being marva? Why didn't someone say we're being marva noshim? Zog Tosis, the middle of Tosis. Elavadai mishum de noshim shoych tos lechatchilo afilm mekadoshim. They could shecht even by mekadoshim, even by kachim they could shecht. V'hod loik tani akol shoychtim echad anoshim v'echa noshim. Like it says in Temura, so he says, it's not a chiddush, by Isha Yoyis Mish, it's not a chiddush. That's what I'm saying, it's pashut. It's not a chiddush. How do we paskin? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph, in the first Sif, Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, we paskin that the Noshim are kosher, but the Ma writes that the minig is today that Noshim don't do shechita. Zot the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah, Koil Shechtim, everyone could do shechita, which sounds like Lechatchila. And then it says, Vishchitasam Ksheira, which sounds like the Evan. So there's some kind of theory here in the first two words. Starts off saying, everyone's allowed to do shechita. And whoever will marry, it sounds like it's Chatchila. Then it says, and if they do it, it's kosher. What do you mean? You said everyone could do it. So what does it mean? And if they do it, it's kosher. Obviously, it's kosher if they're allowed to do chatchila. So what's going on over here? Hakol shecht is mashv al chatchila. Vishchitasam ksher is mashv d'yevet. It's a stira. So first, the words to analyze is it takachu hakol means chatchila? Only if achav read the rav of Ashi and v'chol hakol chatchilu. And they tell me like hakol shecht, you're assuming it's chatchila. It means b'di'evet. says Yisumi is kol chatchilu el miatom. It says Mesechtas Tmura like this: Hakol memirim. Everyone could do Tmura. Echad haanoshim veEchad haanoshim. The halacha is: if you take a behema chulin and you say this behema chulin should be like kachim. The way Rashi puts it down is you put it next to each other. The Rishash is bothered; they don't really have to stand next to each other, but that's a classic case. You take the chulin, put it next to the kachim, say this should be like that. So the halacha is it's chal. Say if a man does it, if a lady does it. So you tell me that's a chatchila. I call my mirror. I'm saying it means the chatchila. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Lo yachli fenu, v'lo yomir oisoy, toiv v'ra, oira v'toiv." You're not allowed to do tamura. Say if it's good into a bad or bad into good. You know, it makes a difference. You cannot do tamura. It's also to laugh in Torah. You get malchus. So what is going on over here? So it says, "I call my mirror." I'm telling me it's a chatchila. We know it's not true. It's a laugh. So the Gemara, no. It's not shver because there the Mishnah itself gives you the exception. It doesn't mean that when it says akomer mirim, the Mishnah tells you it doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. Elo shim hamer mumer. If you did it, it works. You get malchus. So Rashi over here Grada asks, so why does it say kol shoychtim then? So what's the point of saying kol shoychtim? So Rashi says, look at Rashi lo yishadim rishoy. He says aksiv lo yachal fenu. But Reisha Hakamar, I called in Tmur Nagas Bam. So he says, "Oh, Tana Bereisha Hakamamirim, Veitzurah Sula Frushe Loish Adam Shai." Well, Nakam Bereisha Loshing Sar. Say right away, Hakol Shemira Tmurasim Tmura, and Vesayvig Zabayim. Loshing Matanayim was a Kamara Kol Shechtim, a Kol Shemchem. It's Loshing Matanayim. Rashi later on has different teretz of this kasha, but that's what he says right here. So on Kapan, we have a kasha on our Mishnah. It says, I call Shechem Mashpa Katila. The Gemara jumps in that. Is that true? I call Mamirim is not Katila. The Gemara says, no. I call Mamirim, the Mishnah speaks out clearly that doesn't mean Katila. But if we don't speak it out, it means Katila. Ella, Smart is not a kasha. Ella, I tell you, no, I'm not a kasha. I call Marichin, I'm actually not a kasha. You tell me I call Shechem is Katila. I'll show you it's not true. It says in the Mishnah, in Erkin, I call Marichin Venerachim. Everyone is a ladder, is a marichim and a rachim, which means everyone could do, make the erichin. How do you make erichin? You go over to the person and say, erich, you know, your erich should be a lie, I should pay for it. And the Gemara, and the Pasukim teach us exactly what age is what. It's a Pasuk in Parashat Chukaisai that says that certain ages, from 1 month old to 5 years old is this amount. From 5 to 13 is another amount. From 13 to 20 is another amount. Different amounts, how much each person is worth. So Akom Arichim means that everyone could do this neder. And even, what's the word in Marva? Even a katan, the mufla lish, which means he's 12 years old, he already knows how to make a neder, he could do it also. That's Akom Arichim. And Akom Arachim, Ven Arachim means that there's an erich for everyone. Even a guy who's a mukav shchin, as long as he's more than a month old, even if he's a mukav shchin, the guy is not worth a penny. Like, no one want to get near him. No one buy him forever. Still, he has an erech. Whatever the Torah says, he has erech. So, v'nerachim means, I call nerachim, even if someone has no value. Then it says in that Mishnah, I call noidrim and nidrin, which means, similarly, noidrim is actually not a chiddush, like Rashi points out. Because we call noidrim, it said that if a katan could do it, everyone could do it. Everyone could make a neder. Say, neder plenty a lie. Now, how do you figure that out? You sell the guy, you figure how much the guy sells in the shuk, that's how much you pay him. What does it mean, I call nidrin? So that's not, you can't say the same thing like before, because if a guy's not worth anything, then you make an ad, they don't pay anything. So nidrin, the chiddush is even less than a month old. Even less than a month old, which doesn't have an erech, but he does have a neder, that he does have damim. He does have a value. So you can make a neder on a guy who's less than a month old. So that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is like, what we're saying is, now we're asking a kol shechtim is a chatchila. Frank the Gemara, hachanami l'chatchila, you tell me it's a chatchila to make this neder or the erech? It says in the pasuk, "V'chisechtal lindar lo yibachay." The pasuk parashik kiseitzay. It says when you stop making an edda, you won't have a chayt. Making an edda is a chayt. It's not a good thing. V'chsev nach a pasuk. Toiv is a pasuk in Kehelis already. Toiv ashloy sidar meshatidav lois shalim. It's good that you shouldn't make an edda. Then you should make an edda and not pay. V'tanya lindar brisa toiv mizel mizel shenir the kolikah. The Rameir. Rameir teaches a pasuk like this. Toiv ashloy sidar. it's better you don't make a neder. And if you make kayim the neder, it's better not to make a neder. Why? Because you might make a neder and not pay. You might make a neder and not pay. Therefore, it's never good to make a neder, Rameyah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Toiv mizeh umizeh noidem hashalom. No, Rabbi Yehuda reads the pasuk kaputai. It's good, toiv hashalai sidor, better don't make a neder than make a neder and don't pay. That's the learned pasuk kaputai. But if you make a neder and you pay, that's a good thing. But vafil Rabbi Yehuda, loiko amar, that's a good thing, elobay my reizu. Only if you say a neder, you say, this should be hektish. There's no problem of baltacha, there's no problem of anything, because, I shouldn't say baltacha, because you do have to bring it up, there's no problem of mekayim your neder, because the neder is right here. In achayev achrayes. Avon, tafon, veiz, oim arei alai, loy. But if you say, arei alai, is no good. So we're asking that here by erech, and by erechin, and by noidrin, those cases are always like arei alai. Because you say erech ploini alai, you didn't make him hektish, you didn't make the body hektish yet. Why not? Because you first it's called the erech, and you figure out how much the guy's worth, or what's his erech, how old is he, and then you set aside the money. And it says the Mishnah, Kol Marichim, Elchar is not a Katrila. First of all, if you're a mayor, it's not a Katrila. The Pasuk says, Lo Yivar Chet. Then we have the Pasuk that says, Toivash Lo Yisidar Mishatidar, and the kids say, you don't make a neder. At the end of the day, you don't make you shouldn't make an eder. Even Rabbi Yehuda says, only make an eder by Reizu, but not by a Rei Alai. So, Lemaisa, you see, it's not L'chatchilo Ba Kol Marichim. So, Lemaisa, it's not a kash anymore, maybe. Because we said, we see, Hakol does not mean L'chatchilo. Yes, no kash that Hakol Shechlim sounds like L'chatchilo. And Shechlim, there's B'dievet. Who said Hakol means L'chatchilo? So, Zok, the Gemara Vaita, V'chol Hakol Lav L'chatchilo. Every Hakol is not L'chatchilo. But I'll show you it is L'chatchilo. Ella, you're telling me now, Kol Marichim is not lechatchila. There's no such thing as lechatchila. But Chayom Mesukah is lechatchila, and Hakol Chayom Metzitzis is lechatchila. And there, the Hakol is being married by Sukkah, a cotton that ain't the Torah Chleimai, and Chayom Metzitzis means cotton Yedei Lasatin. But the Chayom means lechatchila. So more Chayom lechamina. If it says Chayom, that for sure means lechatchila, but our Mishnah doesn't say that, so maybe it doesn't mean lechatchila. El miata akol soimchim echad anoshim echad anoshim, which we take the gersa out noshim because noshim don't do smicha. Hakol soimchim, what are you going to say? Okay, now I'm midlav lechatchila, but achsev is somach yod v'nirtza. So it's clear that it's chatchila. So you have to understand the Gemara's kasha over here. The Gemara says a kasha over here. Where's like this? Gemara has a kasha starts with kasha. Hakol shechim nashim chatchila, shechim shere is deavin, and that's a kasha stira. So Gemara says, who said hakol is chatchila? We find by Tamura, it's not there because the exception. Loi shat roshay. Then Mar says, "I come arichim." It's not lechatchila. Mar says, "Okay, it's not lechatchila." Mar says, "What do you mean? Not lechatchila? We have a call. Chayom mesuka. A call of mitzvahs. What's the kasha? I have marichim still." So my Rama explains that the kasha is that maybe I come arichim there. It could be it is lechatchila. Ah, you now make a neder. It could be the case in marichim is where you put the money into the. You set money aside already. So this money is going to be for whatever I do, erach. And there it's like a reizu. So the Gemara's kash is, we see from a kol chayav mesuka, kol chayav mitzitzis, and a kol soimchim, that's a chatchila. So maybe a kol marichim is a chatchila also. Well, that's in a case where it's a chatchila. That's Gemara's kash. But the Gemara is like this. That in, ika a kol a chatchila, vika a kol diyavet. There are some a kol a chatchila, and some a kol a diyavet. Ella, so now, Akol Dehocho, to ask the Kasha, Maid Lechatchilahu, the Tikshulach, how do you know it's Chatchilah because you have it in Kasha? Dilma Diavidu, maybe it's Diavid, but Tikshulach is not Shver. Omalea, no, Shchitosom Ksheira Kashale. I figured out this Kasha because it says Shchitosom Ksheira. Mirktoni Shchitosom Ksheira, if it says the Shchita is Kasher, so, which is Diavid, Mechlal, the Akol Lechatchilahu. It must be Akol saying Lechatchilah. Why? Did he eat Diavid? Tarti Diavid Lomali. If it was Diavid, why saying twice? I call Shechtim with Diavid. Shechitosim Ksheira with Diavid. Why saying two things? So it must be, there's something going on over here. And that's the Gemara knows, that's Chatchila and it's Diavid, and we have to explain Pshana Mishta. I call Shechtim Mashu Chatchila. And it says afterwards, Shechtim Ksheira asked Diavid. We have to explain what is going on here. Why is one thing Chatchila? Why is one thing Diavid? And the Gemara is going to go ahead now and bring five Amarayim who say different pshatim and how to read the Mishnah. What's I call Sheikhtim? Then Shkhov here is the Eved, and so on and so forth. Now Rashi asks, if you ask me by Tmura, why does it say I call Mamirim? And then it says afterwards, and it works. It says Lashon is Shemheime you mumar. There we want to say two things. Why don't we have the same kasha there? So the truth is, before we answered, Rashi answered Hakol Shaychtim. The Gemara is falling off that. That want to use, before we read Rashi, it says they want to use Lashon of a Shas, but Rashi doesn't say that now, right? We fell off that. Ayin Rashi Maram. So Rashi answers because there it's not the same like anything else, not one after another. There it says Maimer later on by Seifik Zarboim. Elshim Haimer Mumar, by Seifik Zarboim. Masha'in Kain over here, it's right after each other. Kol Shaychtim, Vishikhtasim Ksheira. What is going on here? That's the cash we have to deal with. Everyone's like, Dushchit Ratrila. Vishikhtasim Ksheira, the Evan. What is going on with those words? And the next Gemara, Mi'at Hashem, we'll have our first Pshat, Rabba Ula, and we'll have that Pshat until Rabba Ula, until Abayah's Pshat. That'll be the first Pshat we learn on the next year.